Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into the show. Just looking at the radar here on what my friends in the weather industry would refer to as the crap app. They do not like these little Weather Channel apps that you can get on your phone. But it is showing a lot of green and red and yellow just to the left of downtown St. Louis right now. And my guess is sometime in the, I mean, it's already raining, but my guess is sometime in the next hour or two, we're going to get hammered with some fairly heavy rain. Just be conscious of that. Stay tuned here. And, of course, Susan Thomas will have the very latest on your traffic for you if there's anything that pops up through the course of the morning. In the meantime, we're trying to keep an eye on what's going on all over the place this morning, including, Kim, I don't know if you listened to much or any of those Supreme Court arguments yesterday, but the left is melting down this morning. Jamie Raskin, Zoe Lofgren, the crazy liberal from Michigan, have all been all over MSDNC today, blasting the Supreme Court for blowing Jack Smith's case against Donald Trump out of the water. They can't believe these justices think that a president should have immunity. What precedent will that set for the future? Except for the fact, as Ketanji Brown Jackson determined yesterday, once she got her rear end handed to her on a plate by Trump's attorney, well, it hasn't been a problem in 234 years until right now when you decided to prosecute your political opponent just because he decided to run for office again. If he was sitting on his butt sipping a diet soda at Mar-a-Lago, he wouldn't be charged in this case. But very clearly, the justices are concerned that people can use this. If they do away with immunity, they can be vindictive in the Department of Justice against their political opponents. They were clearly concerned about that. And the left, the left hates him for it. Oh, it must be because they're conservatives who are appointed by Trump. They're just defending Trump. Well, no, they're not. No, they're not. It's no different than deciding that one state can't randomly kick a political candidate off the ballot, because then it would happen everywhere, all the time. Fast and furious. I mean, there's a list of wrongdoing as long as my leg that previous presidents have been involved in, Republican and Democrat, and none of them have ever been charged with a crime when they left office, as angry as some people might have been at them, until Donald Trump. Because, and this is important, orange man bad. That's all they got. Right, Carl? This is, my friend Keith Antone said it best, this is basically, at the end of the day, this is all they've got right here.
No. I don't have a problem, because I think there's somewhere, somehow, he's done something wrong.
That's all they got. They think he's done something wrong. We got to charge Donald Trump. We got to stop him getting paid president again.
I don't know what it is, but I'm going to find it. Clearly, he's done something wrong.
What was it? It was one of the Nazis, wasn't it? Who said, "Show me a man, and I'll find the crime. You show me the man, I'll find the crime." Any prosecutor can do that, and in this case, they're doing it. It's just crazy for sure. But we'll continue to cover that for you. I want to play some of the sound for it coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We'll get to end of the news a little later. And Nicole Murray with a check of business. Some bad GDP numbers came out yesterday. I don't know what impact that's going to have on interest rates. Probably not going to drop anytime soon, for sure. But first, let's get to the shortlist, please.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
Florida rejects Joe Biden's attempt to rewrite Title IX. We will not comply, and we will fight back.
Wow. See, everybody needs a governor like that. Ron DeSantis, again, doing what he does best down there in the state of Florida, the free state of Florida, saying, no, we reject this. This didn't come from Congress. You just decided independently that you're going to reword Title IX. No.
Today, folks, when folks see shovels in the ground in these projects.
Today, folks, today, just don't.
Be glad, be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists.
Yeah, be grateful about that. That's one of the protesters up at Columbia University who took to social media. He's one of the people in charge of the protests and all the tents at Columbia University. And you better be glad that he just hasn't taken this whole thing a step further and started murdering Jews just like the terrorists in Hamas.
Certain presidents have engaged in various activities, and yet there were no prosecutions. Why?
Yeah, why? Why is that a thing? You had a stark contrast there yesterday, but just in the line of questioning by some of these justices, asking legitimate questions about the issue of immunity. Do I think the Supreme Court is going to grant blanket immunity for a president? No. No, I don't. But there is a process called impeachment. The Democrats have abused it over the years. You could argue the Republicans tried to abuse it during the Clinton years. But impeachment and conviction in the Senate are the tools to a correct wrongdoing of somebody who's in office. And if you circumvent that the rules that are in place, you open it up to politics. There's just no doubt about it. That's what Kavanaugh was asking yesterday with some great questioning. Clarence Thomas asked it yesterday with some great questioning. I don't know that they grant any sort of general immunity for the president, but I think they're going to set a very high bar. They're going to send this back to a lower court, I believe, on probably a 6-3 decision, and they're going to say there has to be protection for a president. The question is, where does it end? Does it end with a bullet? Does it end with a physical attack on someone? Or does it end because a president opens his mouth and says something you don't like when he's president of the United States? Where's the line? There's got to be a line there somewhere. And for sure, whatever they've charged Trump with doesn't cross it in Jack Smith's case. Listen to the questions yesterday from Ketanji Brown Jackson. Go to cut two, please.
Let me put this worry on the table. If the potential for criminal liability is taken off the table, wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office? It's right now the fact that we're having this debate because OLC has said that presidents might be prosecuted. Presidents from the beginning of time have understood that that's a possibility. That might be what has kept this office from turning into the kind of crime center that I'm envisioning. But once we say no criminal liability, Mr. President. You can do whatever you want. I'm worried that we would have a worse problem than the problem of the president feeling constrained to follow the law while he's in office.
I respectfully disagree with that because the regime you've described is the regime we've operated under for 234 years. There has not been an expectation based on 234 years of unbroken political.
All right, let me ask you another question.
Let me move on since you've just schooled me on the facts.
And it's not like a president could fraud or murder or something like that and wouldn't be charged. Obviously, they would be held accountable. It's the tough decisions they're making that they're trying to protect.
Well, it's pretty telling that they've not faced this question in the first 234 years of this country. Through all the ups and downs and the presidents who've been impeached or faced impeachment and resigned anyway, like Nixon, there have been examples of this where those presidents were not. Now, he was pardoned by Ford. I get that. But they haven't been prosecuted, persecuted when they've left office. Ketanji Brown Jackson referred to the United States as a regime, which is what you refer to a dictatorship as. That just tells you her mindset. And somehow, and she can't tell you what a woman is, this woman is sitting on the United States Supreme Court. I'm not quite sure how we let that happen, but Joe Biden did that. Joe Biden did that for you. All right, quick break here. Nicole Murray coming up at the bottom of the hour with more on those jobs numbers and the economy numbers yesterday. We'll be back. Welcome back. Kim, a couple years ago, I was mystified by the story out of the city of Clayton where they banned smoking in Shaw Park. So you couldn't even go for a walk outside. Now, you haven't been able to smoke inside in St. Louis County in what, 15 years, 20 years?
Sounds right.
Been a while. Now they've tried to control the great outdoors. Like, you can't even step outside and smoke if you want to. Like, if you're taking a walk, you can't have a cigarette. Now, I don't smoke cigarettes, but I'm just saying, I think that's a little bit ridiculous. Who are you offending? Are you going to walk past somebody else who's exercising and they're going to get a whiff of your cigarette, I guess, and then they're going to be offended by it? My guess is you could walk through Shaw Park and smoking a joint and nobody'd say anything to you. That's just my suspicion. Just an observation on my part. And then I come across this story, and there is so little information on this story, and I haven't found it anywhere. I haven't found any coverage of it anywhere else. In fact, I've searched the Post Disgrace and other local so-called journalist organizations, and I haven't come across this story anywhere else. And I'm dying for more information on it because it might just be, if the people that live in Clayton don't rise up and fire, like recall every member of the Board of Aldermen in the city, then something has gone horribly wrong with our society. Let me tell you this. I'm going to read this to you. The Clayton Board of Aldermen are pondering restrictions on gas-powered lawn equipment. No, I'm not kidding you. Listen.
There's no way that's going to pass.
Whether it's the lawnmower or a leaf blower, most lawn care items use gas to get going. I think this is a Channel 4 story that I printed off here. But they're literally two sentences. The Board of Aldermen in Clayton is discussing a possible ban on all gas-powered lawn equipment. The board held a discussion earlier this week on either further restricting the use of gas-powered equipment or getting rid of it completely.
You know what you do then? You just don't ever buy an electric lawnmower or something. You let your grass grow to the point where it looks like a jungle. And then you say to the city, if you're going to force me to get a new lawnmower, that's not something I've budgeted for. I'd like you to pay for it.
Thank you.
Now, that would be taxpayer dollars, so that's ridiculous, too, because if you lived in the city, I wouldn't want my tax money going to that. But seriously.
These maniacs, these green program maniacs
from the Biden administration to apparently the Board of Aldermen in Clayton want to force their garbage down your throat. What are they going to do next? Ban cars that have engines in them? I mean, that's the next logical step. It's a noise issue. My neighbor doesn't like the fact that I get out and mow my grass at 9 in the morning on a Sunday. So, hey, let's just ban gas-powered lawnmowers, and then we won't have that problem anymore. People have been mowing their yard with gas-powered lawnmowers for 75 years. Why now? It's all because of the green agenda. It's not a noise issue. You know it's not. It's because they want to force people to go buy battery-powered crap that I don't want one. I don't want a Tesla. I don't want an EV. Stop trying to force me to do that.
These companies, though, that would be selling these gas-powered lawnmowers, for example, are they not revolting against this? Because this would significantly hurt their business, not just if Clayton did this, but if this were like a widespread thing that the Biden administration's pushing.
Well, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I don't know that there's a big home improvement store or something in Clayton.
No, but I mean, they would go elsewhere. I'm just surprised that all these companies aren't coming back saying, what are you doing? Are you trying to shut us down?
This is a prime example. This story needs to get more coverage because certainly, now maybe most of the people, now what are they going to do? Because probably a lot of people in Clayton, that's some high-end real estate. They probably pay somebody else to cut their grass. So does that mean you suddenly, your lawnmower company that's mowing your grass is not allowed to come in and mow grass in the city of Clayton unless they go out and buy professional-grade battery-powered lawnmowers? How is that a thing?
Yeah. How that's going to go over when they're mowing 20 lawns in a couple days.
How do they think they can get away with it? Who the hell do you think you are? Honestly. People, wake up. Come on. I got to find out more details on this because the amount of information is so limited to three sentences. It needs more coverage than that. Please. Coming up, Nicole Murray is going to join us with a check of the day's business. We'll get you going on this Friday. We'll be right back.
St. Louis is home for conservative talk.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Little Van Halen ought to wake you up this morning, right? That's good. I love that song. All right. So before we get kicked off of the Facebook again here, Carl, let me keep talking.
Like we did yesterday.
Yeah. I got a story I'm going to tell you about here in a few minutes about a liberal from Michigan who went to Florida and got so enraged by a bumper sticker he saw that he vandalized the car. And they caught him. And the interaction on camera with the police when he's caught red-handed is just classic because he admits that he's just a snowflake and couldn't handle somebody having a different opinion than him. That was it.
That's society now in
Period.
General. No one can handle someone having a different opinion.
One bumper sticker that said, let's go, Brandon, just set him off. It just set him off. So anyway, I've got the audio from the police officer who went up to confront him after this happened. And it's gold. I'll play it for you coming up here just a little bit later. Right now, let's get to Nicole, please. Nicole Murray, how are you?
Morning. It is Friday. There's always a pep in my step on a Friday.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
So
there's more of a pep in your step than the GDP numbers that came out yesterday, right?
Pretty much. Very disappointing.
You know, I think people's eyes gloss over when you mention things like GDP, but what it does is say that the gross domestic product of the U.S. really lagged behind in the first quarter of this year, right?
Yeah. It was at, I think, 1.6%. They were hoping for somewhere in the mid-2s. I think inflation shot up a little bit by a few, I think we're up to like 3.7 now. So,
yeah.
I'm so sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
I know. So how's it affecting the market today?
Okay. So on Wall Street, futures are actually moderately higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 375, the NASDAQ down 100, the S&P 500 down 23. O-Town Food Hall and Tap House has announced its immediate closure. The food hall housed over a dozen food concepts for diners to choose from. The business pointed to financial issues in its closing announcement on social media and its website, Owner Stephen Edwards said they have informed staff and will reach out to group reservations to notify them of the closing. Missouri's House has voted to approve a bill that shields German chemical giant Bayer from costly lawsuits alleging it failed to warn customers its products could cause cancer. Bayer had acquired an avalanche of legal claims involving its popular weed killer Roundup after acquiring the product's original producer, Monsanto. The legislation now heads to the Missouri Senate. Air Canada will begin daily nonstop service from St. Louis to Montreal starting next Thursday. The direct flight to Montreal will be seasonal at first, with one daily flight available through at least October. Air Canada already offers two daily direct flights to Toronto. And more from the sky. Southwest Airlines has revealed it lost $231 million in the fourth quarter because of Boeing's quality control crisis. As a result, the airline will be implementing cost control initiatives, which includes a halt in hiring and offering voluntary time off. The airline also expects to end the year with 2,000 fewer employees compared to the end of last year. This news comes one day after Southwest revealed it will be ceasing operations at four airports across the country. TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance said it will not sell the social media platform after President Biden signed legislation that would force the company to divest or face a ban in the U.S. ByteDance now has 9 months to close a deal or face being barred. Chipotle says its employees can choose chicken for their work meals once again. Last week, the chain asked workers to temporarily select another protein when ordering meals while on the clock to preserve the company's supply of chicken. Chipotle said its first quarter revenue rose 14% to $2.7 billion. And finally, do you struggle to sleep without your partner? There is a toy replacement, breathing teddy bears that light up. The Kids County Collection, which also includes kitty cats, otters, and more, is said to reduce separation anxiety.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Depression and helps for a better quality of sleep. Mark?
I think what contributes to a better quality of sleep is a king-size bed.
Yes. We're in the market to get one.
I'm just telling
you. I think
you.
Memorial Day, we're going to go get a king-size bed.
Nicole, are you all right?
Yes, I'm alive, I swear.
I thought I heard you having a coughing attack there. I was a little worried about you.
Yes, I'm there. But I don't know. My only thing with this is, like, your partner doesn't light up. So imagine you wake up in the middle of the night.
Wait, yours doesn't?
I mean, come on. Isn't that
what?
Natural?
I'll have my husband go to the doctor.
Gosh. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you might wake up and freak out and be like,
An otter? Actually, you know what? Otters are cute. I would totally, if I could have like a baby otter as a pet, I would do that.
Yeah, all the stuffed animals are cute. It's not like they look bad. It's just, you know, you wake up and you forget. You know? No.
No.
I'll send Mark the link. I think he seems interested.
Yeah, you think?
So I typed in, should you get an otter as a pet? Answer?
What's it say, Carl?
Yes.
No.
Yes, you can have an otter
really?
As a pet.
Yay.
Really?
They are playful, intelligent, and can be trained to do tricks.
Did you just put them in the bathtub?
They are affectionate, make great companions.
Aw.
However.
However.
They can be quite destructive and
I've
need a
that.
Lot of space to roam.
I saw a video on Facebook the other day of somebody who had rescued a little baby raccoon that had fallen out of a tree. I guess its mother had probably been run over or something. So he takes it inside, he bottle feeds it, and then the video is the progression of this thing growing. And it basically lives in his house, and it acts like a cat. It comes over, he rubs its belly, but it plays with toys. I mean, it's amazing. And then he was getting blasted for ruining the animal's ability to ever live in the wild again because he saved it, basically. You have a problem with that?
All right, forget the stuffed animal. Let's all pitch in. We'll get a baby otter.
Or a baby raccoon or something
like that.
The
thing is, they're cute while they're babies. Yeah. Like a full-size raccoon, even though they're not big, they're not that
cute.
Yeah, no, baby raccoons. That's cute.
I'm not doing a raccoon. You saw that clip from Elf where the raccoon attacks
I know.
I've been bitten by a raccoon, actually.
See? Oh, my God.
Well, you don't want to get around a wild raccoon, for sure.
I know.
Nicole.
I learned.
But you've only been bitten once because you learned your lesson, right?
That's true.
Okay, good.
Have a good weekend, Nicole.
You as well.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. So if you had not to go down too far down the otter trail, but if you had the otter, do you then have to like fill the bathtub up and leave it full of water so the thing can swim?
Well, that was my question, is how much swimming time do they need?
I don't know. I only see videos of them like in the water, laying on their back with their little hands up, and they look very cute.
I know.
I just don't know anything about them beyond that.
I haven't looked into this, but I'm happy to if you're interested, Mark.
I don't know when otter season is.
Oh,
so
the
I'm
Facebook
have to check
page
on
is just lighting up with people saying that you should get your grandchildren an otter.
Oh, nice.
And that Mama Kay says, if you remove the scent glands from a skunk, they make great pets. But you remove the scent glands.
Remind me not to go to Mama Kay's house anytime.
I'm just thinking of the dogs, you know, when they express their their anal glands when they rub their butts on the carpet.
Yes,
you know?
I saw that video.
Follow
the
that, Sue.
Viral. I don't know what else to say.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Some big changes are coming for the airlines. The Biden administration announced some new rules that will force airlines to give passengers a full cash refund for their ticket when flights are either canceled or significantly delayed. Significantly delayed in this case is defined as 3 hours for a domestic flight and 6 hours for an international flight.
Automatic refund.
Cash refund.
You read that story wrong. Let me fix it for you. Transportation Secretary Pothole Pete is giving you your cash back. He's mad because he got delayed on a flight one time.
If your flight is delayed to Italy, well, actually, I can't remember if this takes effect.
Six.
So, in other words, what they're trying to do here is force private business to give you a refund and not just offer you a voucher. Or whatever they've been doing now, because that can be fairly random. Right. Some people get more than others. You can negotiate with them sometimes for extra flights. We've done that before.
But even
to delay your flight,
even if your flight has been delayed 3 hours for a domestic flight, I've not gotten a voucher. They're just like, sorry.
Is there any refund if your window flies out? Or?
I haven't heard of that, but we'll look into that. That should be a refund, I would say.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I think maybe they're overstepping there a little bit, but. We'll see how it works out.
Well, you don't get the refund. I was going to say, you don't get the refund if you go ahead and take their voucher or they get you on a later flight.
Ooh.
So it's your choice, kind of.
So you either miss the plane or you get your money back.
Well, you can miss the plane, but if they say, hey, we'll put you on 2 hours later and you take that, then that's your compensation.
Yes. Okay.
That'll be interesting. All right, Mark, you inspired this next story. Venice has become the first city in the world to charge tourists an entrance fee to combat overcrowding. Day trippers were going to have to pay 5 euros, which is about $5.35, to enter the city on 29 peak days, mostly weekends, until July 14th as part of this trial phase. So tourists who book at least one night in a hotel, they're exempt from all this, as well as residents, students, and people who are there to work. Basically, you're going to have to register on your phone or go to the train station to get this ticket if you're day tripping to Venice. And inspectors are randomly going to be going around the city and checking to see if you are registered. And if you're not and you're a day tripper, they're going to fine you 50 to 300 euros.
Wow. Good reason not to go to Venice.
But Venice is so crowded anyway.
Yes.
I kind of get it, you know?
I've been to Venice in August. Don't go to Venice in August.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a sewer. It is.
I don't think it was that bad. July.
It was in August because it gets really hot there, and all the water around it is also their actual sewer. And so it smells.
Well, I get that, because it's all the day people. Because we didn't stay in a hotel overnight, so all these people invade during the day.
Just walking around.
And walking around and then disappear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I kind of get it. Wow. We'll see if it works.
I'm not going anywhere near Venice.
I was
going
to say, it sounds like you won't need to pay.
I'll be down south, but it's good to know if you're ever going back there again. Yeah. Got to know that.
Yeah. All right. Watch out, Bitcoin. There's a new alternative currency. Meth. A Colorado man tried to pay for his Burger King order with a bag of meth. When the employee let him know that meth is not an accepted form of payment, he pulled a gun. Employee still refused, and so this guy leaves. But it doesn't end there. The guy then goes to a 7-Eleven, pulls out the gun again. This time another person there was armed. They end up getting into a shootout. But what's crazy is no one was hurt. This guy ends up getting arrested. And
well, it's hard to shoot straight when you're on meth, apparently.
I know
so
he was shocked that meth wasn't accepted.
All he's doing is hoping he will stumble across another meth head who happens to be working at a fast food restaurant who would be happy to take the meth.
Mm-hmm. Like maybe he thought his chances were high at a Burger King.
I don't know.
Nothing against Burger King.
Oh,
how
my
much
gosh.
Meth for a Whopper? I don't know.
Yeah. What's the exchange rate? A dime bag of meth or a box of Sudafed.
Buy one, get one for a bag of meth. Yeah, special deal this week only. All right, here's another weird story. A Brazilian woman took her dead uncle into a bank to sign a loan in her name. Even worse, the taxi driver who drove him there is seen on surveillance video helping the dead guy out of the car into a wheelchair, not realizing the guy was dead. The woman moves her uncle's hand to sign the document to give her a $3,400 loan, tells the cops, "I didn't know he was dead. I had no idea." Autopsy said he died from heart failure, and he'd been dead for at least a couple of hours. She was, of course, arrested and charged with violating a corpse and attempted theft through fraud.
Was his name Bernie?
I watched Weekend at Bernie's. You're not helping a dead person move. You're carrying them. So the guy in the cab didn't help the guy into the wheelchair. He had to carry him.
Yes.
How would you not realize he's dead? What could you possibly say was going on to explain?
The picture of those boys with his arm draped over each shoulder carrying him around.
What about rigor? Wouldn't rigor mortis set in eventually?
I do not have any expertise in that area. I don't know. Come on, I don't know how quick it happens.
I thought that's how we count votes. Is that not how we count votes?
From dead people.
We did last election.
Oh,
they get a vote, too. Don't discriminate. All right. Under a new rule that was just unveiled this week, approximately 4.3 million salaried U.S. workers who didn't previously qualify for overtime pay could soon receive time and a half for working more than 40 hours a week. U.S. Department of Labor shared this new rule that's going to extend that overtime pay to salaried workers who earn less than $1,128 a week. So it's like just over $58,000 annually. So before, it was really just the hourly workers who would be eligible for overtime. And now they're saying, yeah, we're going to give this to salaried workers, too, as long as you don't go over that cap salary-wise.
Another political payoff by the Biden administration, changing the rules administratively to try to get one more constituency that might vote for them in the upcoming election. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Does that include radio people?
No.
Good question.
In fact, we're carved out of it.
It never does.
It specifically says Carl Middleman not included in this. Sorry, Carl.
They're trying to help you, Carl. You're trying to get rid of non-competes and all that crap, too. So.
All right, time for a quick one. A Texas mom is behind bars after allegedly leaving her young children home alone for nearly a week while she went on a cruise. Her kids, 6 and 8, they were alone in her high-rise apartment in Houston for 6 days. The mother was apparently watching and communicating with the kids through a camera in the apartment and texting with the older kid.
Oh, my God. Did they take the kids away from her, I hope?
I hope.
Oh. Oh, jeez. Some people shouldn't have kids, that's for sure. All right, we're going to talk to Will Scharf, President Trump's attorney, coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.